Welcome to Connected Roots, educational insights for a better world. This podcast is a collective effort brought to you by the Humane Education Coalition. Connected Roots features inspiring interviews and stories from experts in the field of humane education. I'm your host, Megan Moon, president and founder of the Humane Education Coalition. We are an international alliance for collective impact. Our mission is to advance the field of humane education for the betterment of all living things. We collaborate with partners in the human rights, environmental ethics, and animal protection sectors to achieve common goals, support their work, and foster respect and compassion among their constituents. Learn more at hecoalition.org. On episode 7, we welcome Alicia Flood, founder and executive director of EOTO World. EOTO World is a volunteer-driven e-organization that provides activist resources, peace-building education, and skill-building sessions for global youth ages 18 to 35 who are interested in the international agendas to eradicate poverty and empower a culture of peace. Alicia works remotely with a team of staff, interns, and project volunteers to provide web-based and outreach services. Alicia, thank you so much for joining us today on Connected Roots.
Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
So tell me more about EOTO World. What is the organization's background and what programs do you offer?
Sure, I'd love to. EOTO World actually began as a blogging project that I put together called Each One Teach One. And the purpose at that time was to engage an online community with the intersections of human rights education, to gain perspectives from human rights workers, and to work with them on human rights-related solutions. So the blog actually started off as a countdown to an intergenerational international human rights conference that was hosted by the former UNESCO chair from the University of Connecticut and the government of Rwanda. And people at that time had the opportunity to learn more about me since I was heading the project, my background, the general human rights information that they could learn, and really piqued their interest in supporting the project. International support allowed me to attend the conference in Rwanda, and I was really left with some deep impressions about the connections of global poverty and the disruption of peace as major foundational shifts that impact the work that people like me were doing. So then I began to think about forming an NGO that can assist through capacity building for people like me that were the most affected by these issues, but were the least served with affordable services. Fast forward and almost 9 years later now, EOTO World has been serving the global youth population through programs that hone their communication skills, facilitate dialogue, activate peace building, and understanding the intersection of human rights, sustainable development, poverty, and peace.
What a major undertaking for you. That's incredible.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
It sounds like it. So how do you think EOTO World has impacted the people you serve? How do you think it's making a difference in their lives?
What's most striking to me are the changes that people report in their lives and activism as a result of the organization's influence. From the start, we've received consistent positive feedback that through the organizational approach to the issues, people become empowered towards having incremental change that start with their thinking. And we know this from testimonials, program attendance, and feedback surveys that our work has had positive impact over the years for thousands of primarily young people. And these are people that have viewed and engaged with our online educational content, they've participated in our community events, they've worked and collaborated with us, and also have sought consultation from us on their projects. So take, for example, someone like Diego Castellar. He went to a community event that we held in Argentina that focused on how citizens can take action on the global agendas that combine the intersections of sustainable development, poverty, and peace. And one of the examples of actions that Diego was provided with was how he could personally reduce waste by composting in his home. What's really interesting about Diego was that he admitted that he had tried composting twice before, and he just really didn't take to the practice, and he really didn't understand the full benefits outside of the scope of his home. After attending our event, he then tried a step-by-step process that he was walked through with one of our staff members. he was able to succeed in composting. And what's even more interesting is that he then was motivated to make more positive impact in his community. So a story like Diego's is chock full of reasons why we do what we do at Yoda World. It's about helping people become more knowledgeable and capable to use their power as global citizens, wherever they are, to contribute to more just, equitable, sustainable, inclusive, and peaceful societies.
What a powerful story, Alicia. Thank you for sharing that.
Yes, it's quite amazing what can happen when people become empowered.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know every day is probably very different for you, but could you try to walk us through a week in your shoes? What does that typically look like?
Yeah, so that's a great point, that a typical day is different for sure, Megan. A typical week actually leaves a lot to look forward to with the Yoda World. Every day brings new opportunities, and this varies with the work that we do because primarily Yoda World is entirely run by the power of skilled volunteer professionals. All of us have typical employment and different levels of community work that we engage in on top of the work that we donate to further the mission of Yoda World. So to that end, a week for me can include any combination of administrative duties, such as communicating with various stakeholders, from the board of directors to donors, engaging or forming partnerships to extend the reach of our mission, strategizing, evaluating, implementing change with our staff to improve the quality of our programs. Sometimes you can even catch me co-hosting an event or a session with staff members or a partner of the organization. And every so often, I co-organize or lead a special project that the organization takes on to complement our programs.
Fantastic. And so are you currently working on any special projects or campaigns that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Sure. And I think your listeners would be really interested because this also involves the work that Humane Education Coalition is doing. Currently, Yoda World has a global multimedia awareness raising campaign for youth to act for the Sustainable Development Goals, also known as the SDGs. The campaign coincides with the United Nations SDG Action Campaign that we're in partnership with, or what's called their My World 2030 Global Survey, which helps citizens raise their voices and take action for the SDGs. So the UN campaign itself focuses on raising global citizen awareness of all 17 goals to amplify citizen voices to create action and accountability for world governments so that they will feel the pressure to continue progress on completing all of the goals and their combined 169 targets. So because at Yoda World, we focus on capacity building for global youth, we've actually taken the partnership with the United Nations Action Campaign to the next level by forming a complementary multimedia campaign with our organizing partners that include the Humane Education Coalition, Human Rights Educators USA, and Earth Charter International, with the aim to amplify global youth voices and empower as well as showcase youth-led action for the SDGs. There's actually a number of ways that people can get involved in this. And most notably, you can start with our social media platforms and our website for detailed information about the campaign aims and the survey. There's also a sign-up form for youth that are interested in having specific training that they can then utilize in their communities to create action and empowerment and knowledge around the SDGs. And we have hashtags. One of them is called hashtag Youth Acts for SDGs, and the other hashtag is Yoda World for SDGs, so that people can learn more facts about each goal, youth-centered perspectives that relate to the goals, and what actions youth around the world are taking as viable stakeholders toward the progress for the goals.
We are thrilled to be a partner with this project and so excited to support Yoda World and the UN SDGs. Thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, absolutely. It takes all of us in partnership working for the goals. And there's lots of things that coincide with what Humane Education does in building a more compassionate and just future for ourselves and our children.
So, Alicia, what does the future look like for Yoda World? What's next for you?
There's a lot of exciting work ahead of Yoda World, particularly since we're in that delicate spot right now, transitioning leadership and adding on new members that will take us along our strategic direction. We're looking to deepen the impact that we have and shaping youth and the activism that they have in their communities, helping to amplify their voices, but also extending access to international policymaking processes. That's very important because youth need a seat at the table to talk to heads of state, to talk to representative of nation states, to be able to influence some of the policymaking changes that affect all of us in the world, really. And so to that end, I really just encourage people to visit our website, look out for positions that are coming out very soon to join the staff and the different internships that will be available for the fiscal year. And then also we have an opportunity that if you're a professional or a student or even a retired professional and you're looking to put your skills toward a good cause, you can pitch in with us on a per project basis, kind of like how our youth outreach volunteers who are leading in this campaign of awareness about the SDGs are doing, or even shorter commitments on projects that are contributed through partnerships that we have with micro-volunteering organizations.
Very exciting. Thank you. And thanks again for joining us today, Alicia. We greatly value our relationship with Yoda World, and we truly appreciate your involvement in the coalition as an advisor as well.
Oh, absolutely. I think that the work that is being forged ahead by Humane Education Coalition in partnership with Yoda World presents a lot of amazing opportunities to have voices that are traditionally not as heard come to the forefront, and also for people to feel empowered so that we can start to see the world that we want actually take place.
Learn more about Yoda World by visiting eotoworld.org. You can also find them on Facebook and Twitter at the handle eotoworld. This concludes our episode of Connected Roots. Thanks for tuning in. Visit or subscribe to our podcast at hecoalition.org/podcast for news, heartfelt stories, educational experiences, and magical moments of kindness from changemakers around the world. Please also consider sponsoring our podcast. Your sponsorship allows us to continue this educational program for our global network of listeners who rely on the resources we share. Visit hecoalition.org/give for details. Thanks again for listening to Connected Roots, and thank you for all you do to create a more compassionate, just, and sustainable world.